Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gerald Young. Batting second, the second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting third, the right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Craig Biggio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Knepper. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Knepper. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Teufel, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McReynolds. The throw from Biggio and he is safe. McReynolds steals second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McReynolds moves to third. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry strikes out. Biggio drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Strawberry out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Doran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gooden. Doran moves to second. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Poole strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doran scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Craig Biggio batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Biggio takes first base on ball four. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nepper strikes out. Two outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Biggio moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Bill Doran batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Doran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biggio scores. Young moves to third. It's 3-0, Astros. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Elster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Young, who is chasing the ball. Elster reaches third base with a triple. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elster tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Astros. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nepper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Biggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Biggio strikes out. Two outs. Bob Knepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Knepper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pohl. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Elster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Magadan moves to third. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gooden is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gooden bunts towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Doran covering, for the out. Elster moves to second. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Magadan scores. Elster moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Astros. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Doran is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pohl is 0-for-2 in the game. Pohl hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Pohl. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Pohl steals second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pohl scores. It's 4-2, Astros. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramirez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Magadan hits a line drive into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Biggio strikes out. One out. Bob Nepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nepper hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Carter and he is out, Elster applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Elster is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Miller pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Teufel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Keith Miller now playing second base. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Poll batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Poll is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Biggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Magadan hits a line drive into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Elster hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.